As with regards to ayat of Quran, I will explain a verse of Quran or a ruku of Quran now. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it beneficial for us. And from here then every week, on the same one, I will explain. So the verse that we're looking at is, you can put this one on also if you want. Can connect. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So يا أيها الناس عبدوا comes in Surah Al-Baqarah. Before this, Allah Ta'ala speaks of three groups of people. One is believers, people of iman. Allah make us all those people. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about disbelievers. We call them kafir. They could be mushrik, anything. The third group is what is known as a hypocrite. That is where the scary part is. The hypocrite is a believer, but he sometimes behaves like a disbeliever. He's the man who, whenever he sees things good, he wants to be a believer. And like how the bayan was before, which you call emotional tension, emotional stress, why? He's a believer. He said, I believe in the unseen. I believe in taqdeer. I believe in this. I believe in that. And then as soon as something happens, you forget, I believe, you behave like a kafir. Now exactly what the kafir said, I don't like Allah. Why did Allah do this? I question Allah. So this is called the hypocrite. That sometimes you are the believer, but sometimes you're not. Sometimes you are believer, sometimes you are not. So Allah Tabarakallah speaks to all three. That you are believer, you are disbeliever, you are hypocrite, you are half-half. Allah Tabarakallah said, Ya ayyuhan nas. O people, whatever level you are on, it's time for you to move front. So, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. It is time for you to be a worshipper of your Rabb, the one who created you. I'm going to explain these verses. You'll see when Allah describes Himself, He describes Himself in a very easy manner. That's why the verse after this will say, Allah is not shy to speak on a low level. لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا. Normally a king, to show his greatness, he starts speaking high talk. That someone will ask him, I don't understand what you say. He say, I also don't understand. Somebody else wrote it for me. He also can't. And then you get another king who talks that the small child also understands. Allah Tabarakallah's Quran is like that. That when you look at the words, it is so simple, so simple. But this is the speech of all kings. Because look at this, O people, worship your Rabb, the one who created you. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ and created all those people before you. That's like a small child being told. O child, worship your Rabb, or old child, obey your mother, the one who looked after you. And obey your granny, the one who looked after your man. So simple. So simple. But when you will read it, in every part of it, that u'budu rabbakum, that why have you become a worshipper of anything besides the one who looks after you? Why have you become a worshipper of anything who is not your Rabb? Your owner, your Lord. That u'budu, saying to O Nas, means me also. Because remember, the believer is also being told. But the believer believes in Allah. The believer is being told, become the slave of your Rabb. Become the slave. So before this, there was the iman bil ghayb believer. I believe in the unseen. Then there was the non-Muslim. Then there was the hypocrite. But then Allah Tabarakallah said, I'm speaking to all of you. So the believer says, why are you speaking to me? I'm already a believer. So he's saying, you also part of the people. I want you also to become my slave. So naturally the believer says, I believe in you, Allah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ I believe. Ya Allah, Tawarakullah is not saying, do you believe in me? He says, are you my slave? Are you my slave? Slavery got a lot of things to do. Slavery got a lot of things. One part of slavery is, if my master hits me, I don't hit back. If my master hits me, Hassan al-Basri purchased the slave. He asked, what's your name? The slave said, whatever you want to call me. Because you're the master now. I can't tell you my old name. Because if you want to call me something else, hey, Ghulam, then that's my name. I can't tell you, you call me by my name. So that's exact what he said. Emotional stress all comes out in this. That, oh man, do not think that your Allah, because he is so kind to you, that you mustn't think you also a boss. Sometimes a boss is so kind that the slave starts thinking he's also a boss. I know one time in a certain business, the boss said about his workers that just because I behave so nice with them, they started thinking they the boss. They started thinking they the boss. Allah Ta'ala in Quran says, that is it the kindness of Allah that has deceived all of us? Because you'll find sometimes when a person says, why did Allah do this? So this verse was to say, your place is slavery. Your place is slavery. U'budu rabbakum. Why you must be a slave? So Allah Ta'ala says, in this world you were slave. Why? The master bought you. You were in the market, you were locked up. You were tied, you could remain there with no food, no clothing. Then a man came to the market. He looked at you, you looked at him. He asked the man, what's the price? He gave a price, 25,000. You're making dua, I hope I got a good master. As you go with the master says, behave in my house. And you know what? After a couple of years, I'll set you free. For a slave to go free, that's the... The master says, not only will I set you free, I'll give you a land. I'll give you animals on the land. I'll do a lot of things for you. All I ask you is, behave like a slave until that day. Very few slaves will ever tell the master, get lost. Because I came as a slave and I promised freedom. I promised my farm. I promised my animals. I promised that one day I can have slaves. So immediately when the same comes home, the master says, this is a good slave. Why? Because the slave got a dream. Freedom. Allah Ta'ala gave us the dream from the beginning. He said, you be my slave today, I'll set you free tomorrow. You be my slave today. The Statue of Liberty gave the opposite message. There they show like a woman, Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty means a prostitute. Lady. A woman who is free to do with her body, whatever she likes. That is why it's called the feminist movement in the world. Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty lifts up a flame to show that if I accept that the fire is great, then the chains at my feet must open up. So it's written there, give me your slave on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your slaves, I'll set them free. As though the devil announced to Almighty Allah. You give me your slaves, meaning man, I'll set them free. The devil can only set free till death. Almighty Allah said, you rather remain my slave and I'll set you free. Because when Allah sets free, the farm comes. And with the farm, the animals come. With the animals, people come. The spouse comes. Enjoyment comes. So first Allah Tabarakala says, why am I the master and you the slave? الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشْ وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَا. Quran is too simple. He says, I'll tell you why you have to be my slave. When you look at the ground, you will see you walking on land which I made easy for you to walk. So normally the master will say, you're wearing my shoes. You're wearing my shoes. So Allah Tawarukullah said, forget the shoes, forget the feet. The land on which you're standing, I made sure that land is comfortable for you. Otherwise it could have been pokey land. You could have been moving up and down, jagged. Could be so difficult. He said, when you're walking, it's because I made it easy. And if you look up, you could be burning with the sun, then you can't do nothing. See when a heat stroke comes. See when a man collapses. It is that sun that keeps a lot of things, the sky that keeps a lot of things away from that person. Say, so look up, and you will find you only surviving because under you is me, meaning my power, and above you is me. So you are my slave. The master will say that topi belongs to me, and the shoe belongs to me. Allah Tabarakala says, forget the leg and forget the head. Look above the head and you will see you surviving because I'm covering. And you walking because I'm allowing. Then he says, وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. The next thing man needs, if it's easy to walk and the sun is not killing you, you need food. You need food. Some people need food. Some people want food. Some people eat to live. Some people love to eat. Which one are you all? Think about it. I really think you all the love to eat ones. You need food. So Allah Tawarukala says, I was the one who sent the food. You get two types of foods. One is basic food and one is thrilling food. Thrilling food is like fruits. Enjoyment. There's a milkshake. There's a juice. That's the whole world. Allah Tawarukullah says, remember it coming from me. All these other people who say, do this for us and we'll give you this. Allah Tawarukullah says, it's not coming from them. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادٍ. Because of this that I am under, meaning my power is under you, my power is above you, my power is within you, that's the food. So under, above, within. There's nothing left. He said, so now don't make anyone an equal to me. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادٍ. نِدٌ, equal. He says, now don't make anyone an equal. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Especially when you know the truth. Especially when you know the truth. All of us. Remember I told you, the hypocrite is a different story. He will read it and he has to see his own meaning. The kafir, if he reads it, he has to see his own meaning. Ya Allah is saying, oh people, meaning me and you also. That oh Muslim boy, oh Ustad, oh Sheikh, you also make sure you remain my slave. And this slavery of Allah doesn't end. The slavery doesn't end. A Sheikh also is told every day that don't become so big with all your murid that you forget you were slave. You were slaves then. Because sometimes you get one slave in front of the king who's in charge of all the other slaves. Always it would be. So because he's in charge, like you get one student in the madrasa in charge of the others, he becomes like a Nazi. Then he thinks he's the boss. I don't know who you're looking at. Then he thinks he's the boss. Then he wants to shout the boys. Then one day the principal comes in and he sees this student being massaged by the other student. He says, you created your own hukumat here. Like, where you became in charge? Sometimes in the past you would have a slave. Other slaves were massaging him. Now the master walks in. And the master then calls him and he says, who do you think you are? And he keeps quiet. He says, I want you to remember you my slave. That's all.
Sometimes in this world, every person, because of power, we forget we're the slave. So a teacher forgets he's a slave. So Allah Ta'ala says, O people, meaning O teacher, you remain my slave. Because when you look under your feet, you walking on my land. Above, my sky. In you, my food. So you also don't make anyone a partner with me. Who can be the partner? The teacher sometimes makes himself the partner. That how everyone is Allah's slave, everyone is my slave. So Allah Ta'ala says, you remain my slave. No partners. You remain my slave. Allah's Nabi Sansam was the greatest slave. That is why they told him, kings walk in front. Nabi Sansam walked with everyone. He walked with everyone. Some in front, some behind. He joked with everyone. It was never I am. It was, I am just the slave of Allah. I eat like a slave. I sit like a slave. The lesson of slavery, it was told to him also. O Nabi of Allah, but he also called himself Muhammadun Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah. There was a Sahabi radiallahu anhu by the name of Tufail. So he had a dream. In the dream he sees himself in front of some Jews. So he says to the Jews that you all had everything, but you all spoiled it. You all went and you all said, Uzair is the son of Allah. Just because he had memorized the Torah, one group of them. The Arabs knew of that group very well. Nowadays you hardly get much of that group. But the Arabs knew. So he said, you people made Uzair a son. And because of that you lost it all. So in the dream the Jews said, definitely. Had we not done that, we would have been in a better condition. Now we have to suffer. But then the Jews said, but you people do the same thing. So in the dream, Tufail radiallahu anhu says, what are you talking about? We. We believers. So he says, don't you people say, if Allah and His Rasul wishes, insha'Allah wa Rasulu, if Allah and His Messenger wish. And in the dream now he's shocked. So he leaves those Jews and he carries on in the dream. Then he comes to Christians. He sees the Christians in a very sad state. He says, what was wrong with you people? You had it all. Who told you to make Isa alayhi salam the son, the partner? So the Christian says, we lost. He says, but you Muslims are doing the same. So he says, what do you mean we're doing the same? He says, don't you Muslims say, if Allah and His Messenger wish. So he wakes up. Then he goes, he tells someone the dream. Some people are like, they don't want to talk. Then he comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions the dream. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him, did you tell anyone else this dream? He says, yes. He says, call. Then he goes on the mimbar. And he says, for a while I was thinking of stopping you people. You're always saying, if Allah and His Nabi wish. If Allah and His Nabi wish. And every time I was thinking, but something always stopped me. He says, but today now the dream has been seen. He said, after today I do not want anyone to say, if Allah and His Nabi wishes. He will say, if Allah wishes. Sometimes he would say, if Allah wishes. Thumma, then if the Nabi of Allah wishes. He said, separate it. It was such a unique dream that to say, even me, the Nabi of Allah, I am also the slave of Allah, I am not an Allah. That level Allah Tabarakullah wanted of Tawheed. So we and you, we understand that I don't make partners with Allah. I don't make partners. But one mistake me and you do have, sometimes we make ourselves a partner with Allah. Ourselves. So this verse is to say, O people, you remain the slave of your Rabb. If in this world we remain Allah Tabarakullah slave, then Allah Tabarakullah will set us free. When He sets us free, then comes the verse after a few ayat. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Tell the people of iman and good actions that when they go free, أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتِ. Remember I told you the Master said, I'll give you a garden. Allah Tabarakullah says, I will give you gardens. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Under which rivers will flow. In this world, to get a river, You have to have it cut into the earth. That's how the river will go. But you can never ever have an example where the river flows and above it you can still walk. You can't get that. Wherever the river is now, that's cut off point. Example, you say, here's my farm, and then there's a river that flows through it. And where's the other farm? That's it. If someone says, no, I want the whole thing to be a farm, say, where's the river then? So the river is cut through, and it takes space. This world has never seen an example where the river is under, and everything is built on top.
Only gets better.
So the house will be better. A new house, a new farm. In this world you'll never get better, better, better. Now the man says, I built my house, finish. You can't say next year you're building a bigger house. Say, how to build a big? It took me so long to build this. In Jannah, it just gets better, better and better. It doesn't reach best because it just carries on getting better. fruit, food. So Allah Tabarakala, then when he starts with fruit, naturally you will come to the understanding of, what about my wife in Jannah? So Allah Tabarakala gave the same thing. That every time you will experience or meet your wife, your spouse in Jannah, you will find to be the same spouse, the wife will find for the husband, husband will find for the wife, and at the same time they will say, but he is different from last time. He looks more handsome, she looks more beautiful. Their beauty increased, their character increased, their strength increased, everything increased. That is called Jannah. That is when the master says, I want to set you free. I want to set you free. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحَّرًا. For them in Jannah will be spouses who will be pure. The scholars write, what is purity? You get outside purity and inside purity. Inside purity means she got good character. Because imagine in Jannah you're sitting with your wife and your friend comes to visit you in Jannah. And then from far he hears your wife screaming at you. Screaming at you. Where were you last Sunday? And that friend stops also and he says, I'd rather come visit later. In Jannah you'll never hear that scream. You'll never hear that scream. In this world you can hear it anywhere. You can hear it at the great sheikh's house also. One person went looking for a sheikh. The sheikh was gone out. The wife was there. He came to say, where's so and so great sheikh? She said, where you came from? He said, from a very far land. He was so happy I came. She said, you wasted your time. Wasted your, go back. That's how you get some woman that. In this world you get. But if to have someone who's pure from the beginning till the ending inside. And the husband, because a lot of times when the husband hears, I wish the wife is pure. But is the husband so pure? Is the husband so pure? It is only Jannah that sometimes I tell people, you're asking me how it's going to be. I say, forget all the hows in Jannah. This one question itself, no one can answer. That a woman in Jannah will be the best of all the women. She's the wife. But there'll be another wife also from this world. And they will be like the queens. That's when it will start. Two wives. And then the man will definitely have many other hoors who are not his wives. And everyone knows that already. So the woman of this world already knows it, isn't it? So when the man is saying, in Jannah I'm going to ask for this, 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 this. Definitely his wife is saying. And when I enter Jannah, first thing I'm going to say, Allah, my husband must get no one else. Because in Jannah is whatever you want. Isn't it? So suddenly the husband goes and disappears. Another one disappears. He turns around, he sees his wife pointing. Say, I already set my Jannah. Because one woman asked this, how will it be Jannah when I know my husband will be cheating? There's no cheating in Jannah. But they ask how? You can't ask how. So the thought, I mean Jannah is whatever she wants, isn't it? So if she wants the husband to have no other woman, all she has to say, I want it, and Allah will make it happen. But she will not ever say, I want it. Why?
Why won't she say she wants it? She doesn't want it. Allah Tabarakala will not even put that thought in her mind. That we can't understand. You can't. That a man will be able to be with so many other women. And even then his wife who got the chance to wish for anything and it happens. The thought of wishing for all those women to disappear won't come. Even if all those women will not create a small 1% of any ill feeling. And where you think there's going to be other fights in Jannah? Where there's going to be other fights? Because this is the biggest fight in the world, isn't it? Biggest fight. Is where a man just looked at another woman. He just started telling his wife that Moana gave a bayan of the second wife. Finish. Don't ever listen to that bayan again. I went to one place. My friend said that if you want to survive in this town, you don't talk about a second wife. He said because he gave a bayan about the importance of second wives. And he says after that the town, mutawallis, wives, made sure he never gets invited again. Game over.
One cross. How dare you come in our masjid and talk of things like that. But in Jannah. So this is a very delicate topic. And the woman has been told, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. But they, with the man and all those women, will create no problem. Meaning, what a clean inside everyone will have. Wahum fiyya. Second purity is the purity of the outside. There will be no dirt of the nose. No dirt of the mouth. We get some students, they have what they call OCD. And especially in a madrasa, you see one boy just, but two. Then you feel a little bit like uncomfortable. Sometimes you would go, sometimes in Jamaat, and the man needs to spit, so he has his scarf. Then he just spits in his scarf and he rubs it. Then you just, sometimes you see him, he takes his fingers, cleans his nose. But he's sitting with you on the same dastarkhan, on the same plate. Now you say that, isn't it comes in the hadith, you eat what's on your side. You don't come touch my food. You feel it. The swirl is, the man just cleaned his nose, put his finger in his ear, a little bit, scratch, 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 back inside the food. Now you feel. But in Jannah, there will be no dirt from the nose. Forget the other dirt. There will be no urine. There will be no stool. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, then where the food will go? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there will be a burp like musk. He said there will be perspiration like musk. All of that will come out in that. That will be Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Like how the Master says, I'll set you free forever. I will set you free forever. So the point we wanted to come to now is this last part. Where Allah Ta'ala says, so now my Quran is going to start explaining things to you. But in a very simple manner, Allah is going to explain. So these are called mithals. And that's what we're going to start explaining from next week. That in Quran you will see a lot of times it comes, Daraballahu mathal. That Allah is going to give you now an example. A mathal means I'm going to put something in front of you. And you're going to think of that whole meaning. And you must put yourself in that place. And then you must make your decision. So in Quran there's lot, daraballahu mathalan, daraballahu mathalan. So Allah Tabarakallah says, Allah is not shy to give mathals. It could be simple mathals like a mosquito, things above it. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا the people of Iman, فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. They will listen to this mathal. They will understand this is the truth from my Allah. They will submit to it. And in this year, a lot of guidance will be found. So inshallah, next week we will start with these masals. Allah Tabarakala grant us the ability to take inspiration always from Quran. But Allah Tabarakala once in so simple words. Now we will play this from Ya Ayyuhan Nas U'budu Rabbakum. How much you can understand, how much you can see on the boards. You think of it. But the main part I told you is my Allah is saying, oh you. O you means, O Ridwan, O Ahmed, O Abdullah, you are my slave. Behave like my slave. Only for a short while then I'll set you free. That's what it is. Look at the floor, it's mine. Look at the sky, it's mine. Look at what's in you, it's mine. This is, so why are you making partners? Why are you making partners? You behave nicely, I will give you paradise.
Verse 20,
21. Ya ayyuhan nas, i'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhi الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب مما
صدق الله العظيم.